Yo, what's up? So I'm guessing take two? Or what?
What?
So I'm guessing this is take two or what?
Yeah, because it ended for some reason.
Okay.
So hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today we are going to be looking stuff up on Urban Dictionaries. Because why not?
And also, I'm watching Infinity War again, because why not?
And we're just going to be having fun.
Yeah.
The only thing is that I got to look stuff up on my Xbox.
Yeah.
Because my phone decides to have a seizure. Just push the mouse to work with this command. Alright, Damien, so you said you had to talk about stuff. You go first, and then I'll talk.
Oh, yes. What's it called? Today we went to Walmart, and we ran into a Carrie. And her spawn.
Her spawn to what?
And her spawn, her child, whatever you want to call it.
The child spawn.
Yes. And so what's it called? We were shopping. I can't remember exactly what we were getting. Like, I just know we were shopping. We grabbed the last item of it. And the Karen's just like, hey, why are you taking that from me? Like, I saw it first. I claimed it. So my grandpa was like, Oh wait, what are you talking about?
What?
Like, how dare you talk back to me? I'm gonna call the cops because you are harassing me because, like, I don't know, this lady was dumb. She was a typical Karen, pretty much.
Sounds dumb.
And so what's it called? Oh yeah, now I remember what we're getting. Wait, I'm dumb. One sec. Oh, yeah, we were getting a rotisserie chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And so this Hoochie tries fighting us for it. And then, what's it called? And while I was looking, her spawn walks up behind me, kind of trips me, and grabs the chicken, and runs off with it. So I have to chase the little shit all the way across Walmart just to get the fucking chicken. That's called while my grandpa was over there dealing with Karen. According to him, that she was just basically telling him off, saying that she's gonna call the cops because apparently he was harassing her by taking the chicken, and that she's gonna sue. And yeah, and so I catch a little brat like what. I believe it was in cereal aisle or the chip aisle. It was one of those. So yeah, I catch him. Because it's called. There's all kinds of people in that aisle, so he couldn't really run past him.
Yeah.
So I go behind him, he's like, hey, buddy. So can I have the chicken back now? He's like, no, screw you. My mommy said not to talk to strangers. I'm like, bitch, you took my chicken.
Okay, you know what? What would have made it worse? If he had a rape whistle.
I saw a whistle, but I don't know. He couldn't really use it without, like, dropping the chicken, because I was on his wrist.
Yeah. Alright, let's see. Whose name should I look up? Give me a name to look up.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm still not done, because after I got the chicken, after I ripped the chicken out of his hands, he starts crying and wailing. Saying that I punched him, and all I did was grab a chicken.
You punched him verbally.
I guess I did roast him. Cause he's like, right. Okay, I'll just tell you.
That's a smart idea.
What?
So I'm in the Urban Dictionary, and it says get him. I looked up my dog's name, Max. And it says, get a Max mug for your cousin, Natalie.
Yeah, Natalie, you're getting a Max. You're getting a Max mug.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, woo-hoo. That's what I do, because then I can look up like my auntie's names, or my brother's names, or my sister's, or my mom's. I could just give them that. Like, here you go. Here's your definition card. But was that your story of the Karen?
Huh?
Did you finish your story of Karen?
Kind of. That's what it's called. After he starts crying, I'm like, you know what? I'm out. So I just walk back up to my grandfather's chicken. He's like, I got the chicken. He's like, I don't have to deal with her anymore. I'm like, yup. So we go to the register. And she goes to the manager and says, we stole the chicken from her, even though we had it first in our basket. And so we
you're about to grab it and he grabbed it from you.
Well, kind of. It was in the basket, but before he could grab it, I got it in my hands. Then he ripped it out of my hands, pretty much. That's what happened. Mm. It's called. So they go to the manager. And they cause a big old scene just because some rotisserie chicken.
That's the best thing.
I wouldn't have even fought for it if she was being such a, you know.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. This was called, like, so basically what happened after the manager's like, lady, calm down. We'll personally make a chicken for you. Yeah. Apparently, according to the manager, she's always complaining about something. She's always going to him. She's always causing some sort of trouble. You know, I said, sudden, I don't doubt, is if he spit in the chicken. Like, you know, I'm gonna add an extra ingredient, okay? It's gonna be delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
So today, my dad and my brother went to go get some pizza and some food from the grocery store.
Yeah.
And guess what he came back with?
What?
And while with that stuff. He came back with a dog.
A what?
He came back with a dog.
Why?
Don't ask me, but he came out. It's gonna be an outside dog, but sadly, it's still a puppy. But my dad is training it to be outside, so the dog's gonna be like sleeping outside right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's fine because my window is open, so it's not cold out there or anything.
Yeah.
But it's like a small one. It's a little Rottweiler mix with something else. It's not gonna be super big, but it's gonna be the. A good size. It's gonna be like medium.
Rots get big. Rots get big. Trust me, dude.
No, but it's mixed with something else, so it's kind of stunted its growth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, depending on like what dominant trait is, it could get as big as a rot. It just depends.
Yeah. But we got it, and now it's living with us. But we're probably gonna bring it back inside like every once in a while, so we can actually like. Okay. So today when we got it, it was tired, so it didn't play much at all.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just like, okay, you can do what you need to, and we just let it roam around the house, figure out what it wanted to do.
Even if it's gonna be an inside dog, you just have to get used to the inside at least a little bit.
Yeah, we're hopefully might have a little bit to do that. I don't know.
Because it's called with my husky. Like, she'll be outside most of the day, then she'll come back like whenever she wants.
Yeah.
She'll like, you should train her to like be waiting your dog, or she has to be waiting at the door when it wants to go inside, pretty much.
Yeah.
And they can have a designated area for it, like a dog bed and all that.
It's an in this world.
Mm-hmm.
No, why can't
it can sleep
I?
Inside or outside, whether it's if it wants whether it wants to.
People.
Yeah.
Top definition.
And so let's say if you want, if it has to be inside.
Max is
definitely. It don't have to be inside, but it can be inside or outside.
In this world.
Yeah.
He has the biggest heart, and no one can deny his
sure, we're learning about Max. We're learning about Max.
We're learning about Max. Special. He's truly beautiful inside and out, but not in a cocky way at all. Granted, he makes a lot of mistakes, mistakes that could be completely avoided, but he handles them with such grace and learns from them quickly.
Nope.
Every day, and it's extremely hard to block him out of your life once he's in it. Max is just Max. You have to love him or hate him. Max is who he is. Love him or hate him. By Love and a Tap Either, November 12, 2010. Get your exclusive discount. Unbeatable
digital
protection.
Where are you going?
For all your security needs.
Where are you taking me?
Stay connected.
Where are you taking me?
By now. Top definition. Minus 5%.
Stop reading things.
Max. Max is definitely the most
top
definition.
Shut up.
Max. Max is definitely the most unique.
Shut up for a second, okay, buddy? All right, give me a name to look up. Haven. Haven. Since I have all anger. And
he is funny.
Hey, buddy, I need you to come back. I need you to read this. I need you to read this. Please don't be mad at me. I need you to read this. Thank you.
Watch
this out here. I want you to stop here, please. I mean, not stop. Please start. No, come back. It's running away from me. Read out loud. Thank you. We'll just we'll let it do what it wants.
B. C. D. E. F. G. K.
Is this thing the alphabet?
R.
Yeah, because it went to browse, so now it's reading every category.
C. Sponsored by people with. Enter anyone's name and
you went too far.
Background. Enter. Short. Hashtag. L. Exclusive discount. Get your unbeatable digital protection.
Where are you? Where are you? I do not know where you are.
You're looking.
Screw it. We'll just let it do it.
Exclusive discount. Get your unbeatable dick.
Can you be normal today, please? Can you read all of this aloud? Please. I should do the Obama thing where it reads that aloud. Speed, I want it to speak a little bit faster than I would. How about 1.25? Yeah. Microsoft David? I want Zarya. Thank you.
A beautiful, intelligent, kind-hearted, sassy, sweet, funny, independent, stubborn person. If you are ever fortunate to encounter
David
them,
back.
You should hold on to them tight because they bring with them a once-in-a-lifetime
treat. I want David back. Wait, no. I want Frank. Never mind that. She speaks in Dutch. I want Mark. Mark seems like a cool guy.
They have one of the kindest hearts you will encounter and will always be there when you need someone to lean on. They take care of
Mark, you sound like a bitch. I want David back.
You when you need help and will never leave you when you need them the most. They live a life for Christ, showing it in everything they do. And hold Jesus in their heart. They are the true embodiment of a kind. Trusting and good person. Their smile chases out the darkness faster than light. She keeps too much to herself and wishes to let others know, but doesn't.
But Haven doesn't smile. She chooses not to.
She really smiles unless we make her laugh.
Unless you tickle her. I remember I used to tickle her all kinds.
I remember when you guys were dating, you used to make her purr somehow.
Mm-hmm. And not for herself. She is as selfless as someone could ever be. Haven is some you aspire to be. She is the friend you have always wished. She is everything and deserves everything. Haven may at times think she is alone.
David, you sound like Stephen Hawking there, buddy.
Chance to help her fight everyone who knows something by the name Haven has been given a blessing by God. For Haven is an angel on earth.
Not David, I want to know what you think about yourself. David. 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 You're going to read about yourself, hey, David? You got this, buddy. I believe in you, David.
Bro. S T U V W X Y Z hashtag new categories vote store card. Your card is empty. Visit the store.
Gerald.
Top definition. Most hilarious person you will ever meet. Sweet, kind, uh-huh. Of course, funny, and huge, mm-hmm. Although he might admit to none of those things. Unbelievably caring and willing to stand up for what he believes in, stick up for friend slash girlfriend, and not afraid to just have fun no matter what anyone thinks. Very intelligent, sometimes even thinks too much. Has a lot of friends, but loses temper easily when it comes to certain things. Mess with the people close to him. Watch out. Very protective and loving. And, overall, just an awesome person. My boyfriend is the most amazing guy. His name is David.
David, is that what you really think about yourself there, buddy? I mean, he's not wrong, but at the same time, he is, because he's a damn computer. All right, let's see. Who's next? Who's next?
Do Gabby.
Gabby. Hold on, it's loading.
As so you should have what's his name, Julian too. You should have Julian make you another redneck speaker.
No, mine works just fine. It just needs a what's it called? Just needs a I don't know.
Actually no, a redneck monitor. He probably can, just give him a year.
Probably.
After this, you should put Analia.
Bet.
Bet. As if there's anything about being short, I'm gonna laugh. I'll probably laugh either way, but still.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby is a hoe who has dated every guy she met, and she belongs to the street, and she is mega short.
I mean, it's not wrong.
Is that actually the first thing that popped up?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's technically not wrong, though.
Technically, it really isn't.
I'm pretty sure he's dated everyone in the entire school. Hell, he's probably been dated a kindergartner before.
Every guy in the damn country, man.
No, not me.
Not you. Not you. Oh. Okay, who's
although next? I have been asked out by someone named Gabby.
Okay, how do you spell Anolia?
I don't know.
I don't know. No. Aaron. Not Arrow. Hmm? Aaron. Search. Urban Dictionary. Aaron. Hey, buddy, I need you back, please.
Carol Baskin.
David, I need you.
Hey. J J O U R S T U V W X Y Z hashtag new categories books store.
Just give it a minute. Card. Just give it a minute. It'll be here.
Your card is empty.
No shit.
Visit the store.
No.
Top definition. Aaron. A hardworking dude with a great sense of humor.
Nope.
Best known for finishing jobs with pizzazz and pride, breaking tension with jokes and puns, and communicating with astuteness and heart. Aaron also is a master of hospitality, knowing how to make people feel welcome. Some people see Aaron as cynical and jaded, and to be fair, sometimes he is that. But under the surface is a beating heart that hopes and dreams, that sees beauty and life and feels deeply. Quick of wit and perception, Aaron is fun to talk with. And someone who provides thoughtful and stimulating conversation. Most of all, Aaron means someone who knows how to act according to his code of honor. He may not always voice his thoughts, but what he does say, he says because he thinks it right or funny, not to people please. He is a giver of compliments at times not as a means of sucking up but for the sake of making other people feel good. He is a warrior of heart, and acts from his heart. When life throws rough punches his way, he holds his footing, and keeps on going. He is loyal.
No, he's not.
One thing that holds him back is that he's been hurt and abandoned, and he struggles with trust and self-worth. But he is far more valuable than the finest precious metals or gemstones. One day he will realize his value and will know and receive the love and loyalty he has been craving.
No, he won't.
Till then, he suffers, believing the lies that he's not worth the effort and that he will always be alone and rejected.
Well, that's true,
art, humor, and hospitality like Aaron, the world would be a far better place.
No, it wouldn't.
Aaron has a place in my heart forever. I love him dearly.
I love how it says he's abandoned.
He's abandoned. Till then, he suffers believing the lies that he is not worth the effort and that he will always be alone and rejected.
I swear, if he watches this, he's not going to like it.
I'm crying because how funny this is. Thank you, David. David, I
love you.
Okay, I know one. Don't know if I spell it right, but who cares? Ooh, I know what's next.
Next you should do, what's his name? Mascareña.
Mascareñas.
Remember when he got mad when you called him Mosca? He'd be like, no, it's Mascareña. Like, okay, Mosca.
Okay, Mascareña. All right. They're gonna love this. They're gonna love this.
Browse. A. G. A. H. L. M. N. O. P. Q. R. S. T. U. V. W. X. Y. Z. Hashtag. New. Categories. Vote. Store. Card. Your card is empty.
Shut up.
Visit the store.
No.
Top definition. Karen. The stereotypical name associated with rude, obnoxious, and insufferable middle-aged white women. Not Karens take everything wrong with the titled Western Woman and crank it up by several thousand percent. They are a subspecies that descends from the soccer mom and have many of their traits. An unnecessarily large SUV to take her kids to soccer practice and be a menace on the road.
As the next, do Chad next. Do
Karen's
Chad.
Their own unique characteristics slash antics as well. But not limited to by constantly making a scene over nothing and demanding to speak to the manager, a near universal battle cry among Karen. Threatening to sue someone for a minor misdemeanor they may or may not have committed and may or may not have even involved Karen at all. treating the drive-thru line like the set of a Mad Max film by cutting in line and honking at anyone who tries to get in. Even willing to get other people's cars to save 45 seconds from getting her $1 muffin.
Yeah. Aaron
may or may not ask to speak to the drive-thru workers manager and slash or to see the drivers of the car she just ran. Being a part of the anti-vax crowd and relying on essential oils for children because of a Facebook post she saw.
Yeah.
Reading erotica that makes Fifty Shades of Grey look like Hamlet by comparison.
It goes on.
Cashier, okay, ma'am, that'll be 27.75. Will you be paying with cash or card? Karen, that was incredibly rude. I'd like to speak with your manager.
Manager?
Cashier, for what? Karen, how fucking dare you speak to me that way? Karen's scream is loud enough to shatter eardrums,
yeah,
including that the unvaccinated son standing right next to her. I will sue you into oblivion. You'll never fucking disrespect me like that again. Asterisk begins throwing nearby objects at the cashier in a fit of rage. The cashier takes cover behind the counter as he fears for his safety. Asterisk instant bystander. Oh my god. Someone call the police. Karen, yes. Thank you. Arrest this miserable sack of shit. Innocent bystander number two. She's talking about you. You fucking pisco. Karen, you motherfucker. You're all horrible people. You're all going to burn in hell for the way you treat me. Asterisk Karen drags her 3.5-year-old unvaccinated son out.
Oh my god.
Slash police arrive. She's identified on the security footage and is arrested a few days later. Karen cries on the stand when she's in court while claiming she didn't do anything wrong. Karen is sent to jail. The people rejoice. By some random guy, 1 May 9, 20.
David, I love you, David. No homo, but I love you, David.
Yes, no homo.
I also love Xbox for allowing me to look up damn Urban Dictionary and letting me do this. I have favorited this definition.
Okay, I said do Chad next. Do Chad.
Chad.
I can't wait.
I just saw a little bit of it, and you're gonna laugh your ass off.
I already know I am. The sad part is there was a Chad at my old school too.
Why
does it have a seizure when you first start it?
Your card is visit the store. Top definition.
There we go.
Chad. The region between the balls and the arsehole can be an erogenous zone for some dot girl. I was fingering that part between his balls and his arse and there was shit there.
This thing is going to kill me from laughter.
This is the definition of something between an area, apparently. Under a... no. I meant the name, not the... I didn't know that was a body part.
One listening remained silent, but later laughed among themselves. You. He had a shitty chat when you measure your dick. You don't start at the art hole and include the chat. You risk getting shit on your measuring tape. Don't be a chat. Wipe your chat.
By Shane. Get a Chad mug for your cat. Get a Chad mug for your cat, Julia. I love Urban Dictionary. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Let me think. Do
Isabel.
No, let me think.
It's too late. We're going to find out what Isabel is.
Browse.
I said next to Disney or Mickey Mouse.
Q. W.
Rather, let me think.
Oh.
Having a seizure.
Browse. A. B.
No, it refreshes.
Actually, do a Susan next. Do a Susan.
I'll just look up Susan because it had a seizure.
Oh, damn it. So we need to hear what Susan is. We need to.
We have to.
You know, I'm gonna make one of those kicking the cups. I'm bored.
Why is it going backwards? Oh, because I'm pressing B instead of A.
Damn it, Isaiah. Dumbass.
Thank you. Urban Dictionary. We're gonna go to search results. Susan. Susan. Urban Dictionary, Susan. Oh god, that's not right, but we'll let him read whatever he wants. Read aloud.
Browse. Cart. Your cart is empty. Visit the store. Top definition. Susan. Susan is a great person, but doesn't always know it.
Mm-mm.
Susans are caring and intelligent,
mm-mm.
but never see the beauty in themselves.
Mm-mm.
She knows it's there, but mm-mm. sometimes needs a little encouragement to
no.
see it.
No.
They are often ambitious, and
no.
sometimes get themselves in a little over their heads.
No.
If she does, help her out.
No.
Once you have proven yourself trustworthy, Susan will be your most loyal friend.
No, she won't. She'll invite you for coffee at damn 3 o'clock in the morning. It's the wrong definition. Name. I need a name. Give me a name. You're gonna laugh your ass. You're gonna laugh your fucking ass off.
Rouse. X. B. A. O. F. Y. Z. U. Categories. Vote.
Just listen.
Store.
Just listen.
Cart.
Please.
Your cart is empty. Visit the store. Top definition. Alabama. Where you marry and fuck your sister. Sweet home. Incest country, in Alabama, you sit at your front porch in a trailer park with a shotgun married to your cousin and you impregnate your ugly ass sister. By beginning of February 4th.
Thank you, Urban Dictionary. Wait.
Isaiah, I swear, you're gonna fucking kill me from laughter.
Wait, what the hell is a neck grater?
What the fuck?
An Alabama neck grater and mug. Let's see, another entitled kid's name. Josh. Thank you. This is the perfect definition for the Josh I know. Josh, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but it's true.
Browse. T. U. B. X. Y. Hash. New. Category, code, store, card, your, visit the store. Top definition. Josh. Probably your local drug dealer who deals drugs with his grandma. Person 1. Where's Josh? Person 2. Probably dealing drugs with his grandma. Browse. A. B. C. D. E.
David, I love you, but I want to change your voice. Ish. No. English, United States. Mark, I hate you, but okay. Not as good as, wait, no. Not as good as David. Amy, give me a name.
Carol Baskin.
It wasn't typing. God damn it. No, this is not true. This is not true. What I'm saying is no. I like how this can be edited by people. It's not the actual definition. It's just edited by anyone. I go to settings. I'm gonna go here and I'm gonna go read out loud.
Browse.
S. Hashtag. You. Category. Vote. Card. Your card is empty. Visit the top definition. Carol Baskin. This bitch killed her husband, put him through a meat grinder, and then said she should be put in jail. Carol Baskin. Killed her husband whacking can convince me it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers. He snacking Carol Baskin. By Spidey Koshmoney, 23 May 5th, 2020. 330. Flag. Get a Carol Baskin mug for your bunkmate. Get a flag. Top definition. Carol Baskin.
Killer husband whacked him.
Grinder and then fed his ass to tigers.
She should be
put in jail. Carol Baskin. Killed her husband whacking can convince me it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers. He snacking Carol Baskin. By Swaggy Cop.
And then it says get a Caroline. Wait. Oh, Carol. Get a Carol Baskin mug for your bunkmate, Larissa. Name, wait 5 seconds. Try not to gasp. I'm good. Wait a minute. I did this on purpose, trust me.
Okay.
Browse. Card. Card. Visit the store. Top definition. Pornhub and chill. Browse. Okay.
Really?
L. U. X. Hashtag category store card. Your card is empty. Visit the store. Top definition. Pornhub and chill. It means you are going to your partner's house and fuck with Pornhub in the background or some other porn video playing along. Guy, wanna Pornhub and chill? Girl, your house or mine? By some.
Makes sense.
I say why?
Bored.
Why?
Hold on. There we go. Mark. Mark, you have to read us this.
Okay, do buddies.
Someone change your voice. You sound like Mark. I want buddies. David's app. Damn it, buddies.
Browse. A. B. C.
C.
You mean David?
D.
Thank you.
E. F. A. F. B. R. F. E. F. Z. F. New. Cat. Vote. Store. Card. Your card is empty. Visit the store. Top definition. Urban Dictionary. A site where it's a challenge to find one subject where no one talks about sex. Me, looks up cookie definition, a woman's pussy. Me, okay. Asterisk looks up Kelly Clarkson definition, a fine young piece of ass that I'd do some naughty things to if I met. Me, asterisk looks up herbal essences definition, the act of ripping a girl's ass and pouring shampoo down the middle. Me, of course, Urban Dictionary. Of course.
Get an Urban Dictionary mug for your friend Paul.
I swear, this is why I love going to Urban Dictionary.
Please tell me you can talk more. At least please talk more or read and act or at least laugh more because it's making me feel lonely here.
I know, sorry, Paul. I was in the kitchen making something. Sorry.
All right, give me a name. Give me a name. Any name.
Tiger King. Why? Because why not?
Tiger piss. All right, David, you're back. Thank God. I hated Mark.
Damn it, Mark.
Bruh.
Screw you, Mark. You're not as good as David.
X. Category. Store. Your cart is
empty. Store version of David, or whatever his name is.
Wait. Top definition. Tiger King. The gay man who seduces multiple straight men into polyamorous marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear Jeff Jones got married to both Logan and Ethan? He is officially a Tiger King now. By pandemic.
We don't need to hear the name. Okay. Okay, no, we need to keep going.
It'll be on April 16, 2020.
Just wait.
162. Flag. Get a Tiger King mug for your Uncle Trump.
I'm gonna go make me a peanut butter and honey sandwich. I'll be right back and just talk to the audience, please.
Okay. Okay, guys, so this is the part where I tell you guys to spam him with something random. So I just spam my with anything, and I mean anything. Alright, guys. Spam with Carol Baskin. Yes, spam. Yeah, that's what you're spamming with. Carol Baskin. Carol Baskin. She killed her husband. She whacked him. You already know she fed him to tigers. Baby snacking. What's happening, Carol Baskin?
Tigers, they sack it. What happened? Carol Baskin. Hilder husband whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
You're basking. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin. Fed him, husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What happened? Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin. Killed her husband.
Since you left. I'm sorry that you guys had to listen to that. Name. I need name.
I know. Avocado. As I do fucking avocado now. Give me a minute.
David, I would gladly be for you to read this.
It's so funny how Isaiah comes back to Carol Baskin.
Alright, just listen. Categories.
Vote.
Turn off the music.
Store.
I did.
Cart. Your cart is empty. Visit the store. Top definition. Donald Trump. A circus peanut. Chico Puff hybrid that calls himself president. Also, he wants people to inhale Clorox wipes.
Woo!
Get that.
Mm-hmm.
Family watching the news. 5-year-old son. Dad, look, it's Mr. Orange Chico. Cover your eyes, son. It's Donald Trump.
It's Mr. Orange Chico.
Chico, not Chico.
I said Chico. I heard Chico. Same thing. Do Obama. Do Obama. You better do Obama.
Obama. Barack Obama.
Yes. Sid the Science Kid.
Browse.
All right, here comes Barack Obama.
M.
Or not. Had a seizure.
Yeah.
Browse. X-F-I-K-F-V-Y-Z. Hashtag. New. Categories.
Sorry.
Vote. Store. Card. Your cart is empty. Visit the store.
Empty.
Top definition. Mm-hmm. Baca Obama. 1. Obama with Chovix's face. 2. Stupid Obama. 3. Kawaii Obama. You Baca Obama. You have a Baca Obama face. Via Giphy. By Chinese Babies. December 13, 2000.
Okay, that's definitely made by a Trump supporter, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Damien.
Okay.
You ask for avocado?
Yes, avocado.
Okay.
I just hope it's the name and not the actual food.
It's not the food.
Browse.
Okay. Make sure.
H. I. J. Z. Hashtag. New. Categories. Vote. Store. Card. Your card is empty.
No, duh. I'm broke.
Top definition. Avocado. A homosexual who is indiscernibly gay. Because avocados are fruits, but do not look or taste much like fruits, the term is applied to gay people who do not fit the Will and Grace stereotypes. A bad dresser and NFL fanatic.
Poor
you would
avocado.
Never think that Jake was an avocado.
Mm-hmm.
Avocado, did you hear that? They called you gay.
A homosexual.
Same thing.
Let's see, who's next?
Oh.
I know.
Do Danny DeVito next? Danny DeVito.
Verizon knows how to build unlimited work. Start with America's most awarded network, offered at a price
no one cares.
The phone everyone loves and the watch
just
everyone
pause
wants.
Music.
Buy iPhone 11, get one on us. Plus, 100.
I just muted it.
Browse. F A J Q R S T Z. Hashtag. New. Categories. Vote. Store. Card. Your card is empty.
Oh no, duh. We're broke.
Top definition. Danny DeVito. The physical coming of Christ.
Yes.
Danny DeVito. By What the Pop, November 15th.
2017 is when it was posted. Very good.
And I'm gonna play it.
Get a Danny DeVito mug for your buddy. Hell no.
I want a Danny DeVito mug.
I want a Danny DeVito mug too. But we're broke, so we can't afford anything.
Yeah.
I need names. We'll just do people in our classes.
Yeah.
Let's see.
In this world that we're living in, there's so many people wondering how we ever hope to clean up.
I'm very sad to say this, but I couldn't find the right one. It's gonna tell a bunch of lies, basically.
Browse. X, E, U, X, Z.
Great for hashtag. The lies. These are all U. Just a bunch of lies.
Categories. Vote. Store. Card. Store. Top definition. Most beautiful girl you could meet.
Nope.
Sweet.
Nope.
Caring.
Nope.
Funny.
Nope.
Loud.
Yep.
Slow.
Yep.
One of the greatest person you could ever meet.
Nope.
She's loyal.
Nope.
Shows emotion.
Nope.
Acts like she doesn't care because in.
Wait, who are you doing?
Nope.
Damn heaven seems happy that they broke up.
Nope.
Bye, Mitt.
Let's see. Let's see.
Okay.
Pause your music, then you pause it.
It's straight up vibing.
Browse.
So please speak more.
W. Y. New. Vote. Store. Card. Visit the store. Top definition. New Mexico. State that lies between Texas and Arizona.
Nope.
Largely unknown to most citizens of the United States except for residents, the government, the military, conspiracy theorists, and some artsy folks. Best known for its nukes, Roswell, Santa Fe, Chile, its perpetually sunny weather, and desert environment and landscape. Currently and historically, New Mexico is home to a lot of top secret scientific research. Because of this, New Mexico would have the third largest nuclear arsenal in the world if it split from the U.S. But realistically, such a thing would never happen. New Mexico also has a huge hole in the ground called WIP for storing nuclear waste. State has a large Hispanic population, most of whom don't know or refuse to speak Spanish. The state also has a large Native American population, most of whom belong to several Pueblo tribes. There are also mostly of Germanic descent. Although most Americans are ignorant about New Mexico, it has played an important role in history. It was the first region of what is now the U.S. to be settled. It was the site of the first successful Indian revolt. It kept the Civil War from spreading west by preventing Texas and the South from taking over Mexico and California. It was the site of the first nuclear weapons test. And, well, Roswell, if you believe anything happened there. The UPS to living in New Mexico are the constant sunshine, the relaxed mood, the low cost of living, and plenty of government money and employment. New Mexico is also pretty safe from earthquakes and tornadoes.
Very safe.
The downs are the droughts, hoodlums, scabs, chaps get it, well, ear wannabes, and an occasional wildfire if you are foolish and slash or rich enough to build a house in or near a forest. New Mexico, the land of enchantment. There's no comparison between New Mexican chili and Texan chili.
Yes, there is.
One kicks chili's ass and is way hotter. New Mexico sucks.
The thing.
New Mexico is beautiful.
It was going good for a while there, but once it said New Mexico sucks, that's when it sucked. Damn it, David. Why do you say New Mexico sucks?
David. Not tea. I didn't want tea. There we go. All right, David, let's see what you got to say about Texas.
Or is it? I remember everybody really learning that Texas tried to become its own country.
Yes.
It would have been a country inside a country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Category. Store. Cart. Your cart. Visit the store. Top definition. Texas. The only state with 22 pages of people arguing about how to define it on Urban Dictionary. See bottom of page for number of pages on Texas definitions. By Nakagdiki on August 3, 2011. 973,140. Flag. Get a Texas mug for your barber, Yasmin. Enter any name. Wait 7 seconds. Try not gasp. Sponsored by PeopleWiz. Enter anyone's name and get a...
What's next? What should we...
Oh, dumb dogs, they don't shut up. Yeah, that's right, I'm talking to you. As I swear, I'm about to shoot my dog with a BB gun right now.
Wait, there's a thing about Jimmy Neutron.
Next would be Timmy Turner.
Browse. Your top definition. Jimmy Neutron. When you're about to bust a nut on a girl's forehead and you yell out, brain blast. As you bust. Brandon Jimmy Neutron Jenny the other day and I could hear him yelling brain blast from outside of his house. By B. Stoich the Ruler April 7, 2015. 21,722. Flag. Get a Jimmy Neutron mug for your mate Abdul. June 27th word of the day. Himbo. Generally, a large, broad, tall, or buff, attractive man. Who tends to be not very bright, but usually extremely nice and respectful. Think Kronk from The Emperor's New Groove, or maybe a golden retriever. That guy is totally a himbo, he's super nice but maybe don't try to have a deep philosophical conversation with him. By Beachbit February 23, 2020. 1354290. Flag. Get a himbo mug for your co-worker Vivek. 2. Jimmy Neutron. A Jimmy Neutron is a male hairstyle that sticks straight up towards the front of the head in a ridiculous fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I need to shower so I don't get a Jimmy Neutron, Eric. By Evage 10406 October 9, 2008. 13,823. Flag. Get a Jimmy Neutron mug for your daughter, Natalie. Jimmy Neutron, a TV show on Nickelodeon with the main character as Jimmy Neutron. He also stars in a YouTube series called Jimmy Neutron Happy Fun Hour 1 and 2, which his dad kills his mom and Jimmy Neutron orders pizza. The pizza flies through the house and kills his dad. Jimmy Neutron has large slick back hair and looks amazing. Oh shit, I'm getting a Jimmy Neutron hair. The pizza is aggressive. Jimmy Neutron. By Angela Rose Beveridge, July 12, 2015. 263.
Hold on, it keeps going, flag. It keeps going.
Get the Jimmy Neutron neck gaiter and mug. 4. Jimmy Neutron. Cool movie that started an okay show that ended as it was getting better. A boy genius who invents stuff that does not always work and gets him and the world into deep shit, e.g. aliens kidnap parents, meteorite. Evil pants, evil sales / nano robots, and usually ends up saving the day only to do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Has two funny but weird friends, Carl and Sheen. Has a funny yet retarded father, Hugh. Bible is Cindy, who secretly loves him but picks on him to hide it. Despite what many people say, this show slash movie was not ripped off of Dexter's Lab.
Only OGs thing similar that.
Is both shows focus on a boy genius. Parents are different. Tough definition. Jimmy Neutron. When you're about to bust a nut on a girl's forehead.
David, I need you to shut up for a minute, okay? Only OGs
know who Hey Arnold is. Or know what Hey Arnold is. Am I right, Ezio?
Let's see if David knows what Hey Arnold is. Come on, David, you got this.
Browse.
Shut up, David. We don't need you singing the ABCs every minute. Okay?
No ABCs aren't, David.
Person one. Do you remember that person? Car store. Card. This top definition. Hey Arnold. It was a show that used to air on Nickelodeon during the 90s. Mm-hmm. It had very real, and in some cases, relatable characters in it that despite the humor, there were also some serious issues covered in it as well. Mm-hmm. There was a down-to-earth, trustworthy kid desperately searching for his parents who went missing when he was a child, Arnold, a girl with an alcoholic mother and a neglectful father who constantly forces her to live under her older sister's shadow, Helga, a man who only lives in the city because he is searching for his missing daughter who he had to give to a soldier during a war in Vietnam, Mr. Hyun, a man who had been betrayed so many times by humans that he chose to live without them, Pigeon Man, and so on. Anyways, it was one of those shows that nobody really appreciates until they rewatch it when they're older.
True.
Person 1. Do you remember that show Hey Arnold? Person 2. Nah, I was born after the 90s. I only watch iCarly and Fat Boy and Come Come. By
Come Come.
January 9, 2011. 45,942. Flag. Get a Hey Arnold mug for your Facebook friend Natalie. Enter any name. Wait 7 seconds. Try not guess.
What I expected.
Phineas and Ferb. Phineas and Ferb.
I don't know.
Damn it. Just do Ferb then. Let's see what he has to say about Ferb. Next, let's do Perry.
Okay, tell me how to spell Phineas.
Damn it, I don't know either.
Plug your glue in and tell and ask him.
Yeah. Google's been dead. I don't want to plug her back in. She's a bitch.
Ferb. It doesn't say anything about Ferb. Okay.
A lot of folks are asking me lately.
Bark, bark. Bark, bark, bark. Shut up, dog.
You're gonna like this. This is what you always do every night. You'll see.
Browse. See. F P S U double Y hashtag store your cart visit the store. Top definition. Nut. V the act of ejaculation. And semen. V I'm bouts to nut. And I bust my nut on that bitch ass.
Oh.
By Timmy T. June 5th, 2003. 6331441.
No, it's gotta keep going.
Flag. Get a nut mug for your Papa Callisto. June 27th word of the day. Himbo. Generally, a large, broad, tall, or buff, attractive man, who tends to be not very bright, but usually extremely nice and respectful. Think Kronk from The Emperor's New Groove, or maybe a golden retriever. That guy is totally a himbo. He's super nice, but maybe don't try to have a deep philosophical conversation with him. By Beachfoot, February 23rd, 2020. One.
Nut.
Nut.
He stopped sucking it, I'm gonna nut. We were just... If you don't stop sucking it, I'm gonna nut. We were just playing around with our clothes off when all of a sudden he rolled over on top of me, got into me, and nut. He was so eager he nut in my bush. By Jake, March 23rd, 2004. 244. If you don't stop sucking it, I'm gonna nut. We were just playing around with our clothes off when all of a sudden he rolled over on top of me.
I think that's enough.
Yeah,
Urban Dictionary for today. I'm just gonna play some Minesweeper.
Oh, good.
So, how's your day?
Other than the Karen and the. Yeah, other than the Karen.
Hmm.
Oh, Isaiah, you should see. The other day, last night in my room. There was a mega mosquito. Isaiah, it was the size of my fingernail on my thumb.
Damn.
I think I would have died if it got me.
You think?
I don't know.
What are you listening to?
It's a Hitler prodigy of Treat You Better. Treat You Better, but the Hitler version.
I trust Satan.
Why do you trust Satan?
No, that's Santa, not Satan.
Damn it, dude. Santa, Satan, same thing.
I'm Chinese.
Some beef with broccoli.
Okay, we passed the 1 hour mark.
Whoa.
We're going to end it at 1:45.
Chong Chong Ching. Yeah.
Beautiful girl. I'm just going to play some games. Let's see what I'm going to play. I'm going to play some Descenders.
Okay.
I'm gonna get some more.
Okay.
See, what sucks about this is I can't see who's seen my podcast. I can only see how many people saw it. My baby driving me crazy. Your way to dumb, you girl.
T-Mobile and Sprint are joining forces to build America's largest and most reliable 5G network. With more towers, more engineers, to get the best 5G network at the best price.
No.
Can you hear it?
As you know how T-Mobile and Sprint are teaming up. So if they call it Team Sprint.
Yeah.
Team Sprint. Say, right after I get that ad, I get a Verizon ad. How fun.
Build unlimited right. Start with a
See, now Verizon's gonna lose because Sprint and T-Mobile are gonna probably use each other's offers. Therefore, they're gonna get more customers. Therefore, they're gonna go completely nationwide, and they're gonna get more service everywhere. So technically, T-Mobile and Sprint are rising above right now. They may even pass Apple.
Oh yeah. No, I forgot they have their own brand of phones, don't they? I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. You heard. I'm gonna check to see if my... I can't check to see if my girlfriend texted me. Because then it's gonna end the podcast.
Yeah. Shut up. No one wants to hear you bark all night. Shut up.